USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are unveiling a new sweeping police reform package seeking to quickly respond to the outrage that swept across the country in response to George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Democrat from California Karen Bass says the reforms are needed.
I am certain that police officers want to make sure they are trained in the best practices in policing. A profession where you have the power to kill should be a profession that requires highly trained officers who are accountable to the public.
A public viewing for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It comes ahead of a private memorial service that will take place on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to meet with Floyd's family today, and President Trump participating in a law enforcement roundtable at 3 o'clock in the state dining room at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Top Democrats are calling for another coronavirus relief package. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his colleagues to pass a coronavirus stimulus package to help renters and homeowners. The New York Democrat yesterday saying that many families are still unable to make payments because of coronavirus. The bill stalled in the Senate would provide $100 billion in rent relief and $75 billion for homeowners.
Flooding, rain, and possible tornadoes are still a threat as the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal head north from the Gulf Coast. At least 20,000 customers are without power in Louisiana and Mississippi as of Monday. This Louisiana resident says they're used to it, though.
We're a resilient city. Things happen to us, and we kind of tend to bounce back, maybe better than some other places because we're just kind of used to it.
The gusty winds and weather warnings could extend as far north as Missouri. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The coronavirus and protests across the country after the death of George Floyd may have pushed the Jeffrey Epstein story off the front pages, but new reporting and allegations are keeping the story alive. First, the Netflix documentary Filthy Rich, and now a new book by reporters Alana Goodman and Daniel Harper called A Convenient Death, also are bringing to light new stories and new revelations regarding Epstein. I had a chance to catch up with Daniel Harper. He's author of that book, A Convenient Death, and I asked him what's new with the case and how the court of public opinion has changed regarding Epstein's death being ruled a suicide versus murder.
Public opinion shifted, right? So right when he first died, it was about a third of the country thought that he was murdered. And a few months later, it was more than half the country thought that he was murdered. So I think the public perception has shifted. Our government has not at all caught up with it. The key is to raise questions, a book like mine where you're raising questions and then have government officials release them. So the attorney general, for instance, said that there was going to be investigations. He said that we were going to look into those things. Well, what are the results? Where are those investigations? And can we see them? Can we have people who are close to him? Can we speak on the record? Can we have people like Bill Clinton discuss what it is that Jeffrey Epstein did and why they were so close?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.